Let's head for the marketplace and the Ken Dodd Show. And here he comes, that comical quack with a quick cure for coughs, colds, corns, and carotitis. Looking quaintly cute in his cream coat and cloth cap, full of cake, crisps, and crackers, Dr. Ken Dodd.
Hiya! Hi, everybody! How you diddling? Here we are now. Gather around, folks. You name it, I'll cure it. Anything from coughs, colds, sore toes, and spots behind the kneecaps. You can rely on Dr. Doddy.
Here, what's in them little boxes?
Lozenges.
Watch it, clever fellow.
I've seen terrible suffering on my travels. Last year, more than 3,000 people went down with pimples on the diddy days and rhubarb on the allotment.
Bilge water!
And some of that as well. I'm not asking 5 shillings for this wonderful elixir. I'm not asking 2 and 6. I'm not even asking 1 silver shilling.
How much is it?
37 and 6 pence a bottle. And you'll find, ladies and gentlemen, again, you'll pay. No, here, that this wonder potion has cured all your complaints. Oh, I see. It's like that, is it? Ha ha! By Jove, William Shakespeare was right when he wrote in The Lancet, diseases desperate grown by desperate appliance are relieved, or not at all, so to the lobby. Now, especially for all the school children who don't know what it's all about, here is the new metric table. 1 meter equals a yard and a bit, or 1 twozer. 2 twozers equal 1 tut. 2 tuts equal 1 grunt. 1/2 bulge equals 1 fadumph. And 1 strain equals 2... Ugh. I shall repeat that some other time. And now let's hear from old Ned and his most thrilling experience. Old Ned.
Hey. Hi. I come back from South Africa. And there was Amy waiting for me on the dockside. Hi. Come back to the flat, she said. I went back to the flat. Amy reclined herself on the sofa. I took off me pack. I went over to her
How terribly frustrating. All that way for nothing. Anyone else?
Ah, my body wee laddie. My name's wee Johnny Laurie, all the way from Invercockinicky.
Yeah, where's the bagpipes this week, Sir John?
I'm afraid I had to have them put to sleep. They get rather vicious during the mating season.
Don't we all? Here, John, what was your most thrilling experience?
Last night.
I thought so. What happened?
There was a power cut in Invercockinicky, and I put my sporran on underneath my kilt. Hey, Cersa was running around Invercockinicky Castle shouting, "A flichtern licht, you sclittern sclipes, and I'm kittled to death with the rachy tuch bristles, ruin my cleachachs."
And with that, was it? No. And with that, or was it with this? No, it must have been with that, because the thingy's come off this one. With that, he sprang to his feet and stormed out of the house. By Jove, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day for donning a pair of size 17 clogs, knocking on the door of a Park Lane mansion and saying to the lady,
"I've come about the smell in your yard, missus."
Woohoo! Look at that window cleaner up there cleaning all the windows. I say, are you there?
What do you want?
I'm doing those windows next week.
I've been doing this house for 10 years.
Well, I've had a word with the lady, and she says that you only half do them, and she's given me the job starting next week, so you're not on anymore.
Oh, I'm not on, Emma. We'll see about that after 10 years. Right. Sort that little lot out, missus.
What's the window cleaner? He's gone bonkers. Stop it! Stop it!
He's been at the haggis again.
If I can help somebody.
Look at this poor little old lady coming out of the post office counting her pension money. They don't give you much these days, do they, Ma?
Oh, well, we mustn't complain.
I don't know how you manage on that little bit of money they pay you.
We get by as best we can. We have to try and, you know, supplement our pensions if we can.
Oh, how do you do that, Ma?
Stick them up.
Hey?
Let's have your wallet, kiddo. Oh, lovely. Tatty boy.
Hey, here. What?
If I can help somebody.
Well, you're pickpocketing an old pensioner, pitching pennies off a poor pauper. This made me feel quite contrapuntal.
Hiya, Doddy. Hiya, Diddly.
Good gracious me, it's the little Diddy people.
Pyjamas, and it himself, so it is. Hiya, Doddy, me lovely man.
Hi, Joe. You all look very smart. Where are you off to?
They're taking me to the pictures, Doddy.
Oh, what a lovely little Diddy lady. Which pictures are you going to see?
It's an all-Diddy programme this week.
An all-Diddy programme? Why, what's on?
Sure it is, Snow White and the Seven Diddy Men. And
Tom. Hey, have you got enough money to get in?
Yes, thank you, Doddy. Diddy people can get in for half price. come on, me lovely Macusla. You can sit on the back row next to me.
No, sit next to me.
Ah, she's sitting next to me. Let her sit next to me, or I'll marmalise you. Tatty bye, Doddy.
Tatty bye, Diddy people. Tatty bye. Tatty bye, Diddy people.
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that some people are trying to get the highway code banned from bookshops? They say it's full of pictures of men making gestures.
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that the first will was made in the year 1564 by a Mr. and Mrs. Shakespeare?
Well, what do you know?
And I know for the next 3 minutes it's glamour and song all the way with our particularly welcome guests from Geordieland, the Barry Sisters.
Hello, all you do-it-yourself maniacs. This is your old undo-it-yourself chum, Andy Mann. Now, I'll not keep you a minute. I just want to put a drop more oil behind the wife's kneecaps. That should do it. Try that now, lovey. Oh, couldn't be better. She'll be in the Outer Hebrides in half an hour. with a bit of luck. She's very fond of the theatre, my good wife. She's had 6 operations this year. Now, what about this week's little job? Well, I've been leading up to it with all this medico talk, because this week I'm going to show you how to convert your spur room into a little keep-fit centre. Make yourself a little gym. Now, you don't need me to tell you that a healthy body means a healthy mind. I haven't been well for years. Now, before you start going to a lot of expense, you'd be well advised to start off with a few simple exercises. And what could be simpler than touching your toes 6 times? All it is your feet 6 inches apart and begin. And bend right down and 1 and 2 and... Now, I'll show you how to put a slip disc back into place. First of all, you take your shirt off, and then you find...
At this very moment, in homes all over the country, husbands are saying to their wives...
Where's me shirt?
Where's your rock?
Where's me shirt? I can't find my shirt anywhere.
I don't know, I've got other problems.
My shirt should be your problem. Where's me shirt?
I've got to get all this housework done. Pass me that ironing board.
Oh, I'm a shirt short. Never mind your ironing board. Here, you flipping old ironing board. Hey, this isn't an ironing board. That's my shirt. Just start me shirt. Where's me boxing gloves? Where's the hammer? Here, where's me shirt?
Welcome to Pet's Corner.
Hello. If you're thinking of having a little pet in the house, make sure the door's locked first. The other day, we took a tape recorder down to Percy Edwards' home, and we hit him with it. And now here is Percy to tell us something about the fantastic courtship display of our national bird, the robin.
Oh, bless you, Ken. Well, now, as far as the...
Does it really? The filthy beast. Well, now, we link up with Invercockyleaky, and we hope to hear from Mr. Johnny Laurie, the newly appointed warden in charge of the Invercockyleaky National Park. Hello, Invercockyleaky.
Ah, my bonnie wee laddie.
Where are you now, John?
I'm up a tree in the Trossachs.
Really? Can you see anything interesting?
Oh.
Aren't you well, John?
That's the red deer. He's looking for his mate.
Oh. I'm glad I'm not his mate.
He's got the scent of his mate.
No.
Oh, I think he's found his mate. I think he's... Oh, stop licking me. Away, ugly great brute. Stop it, stop it. Ah, careful with your antlers.
Oh, dear. Do you fancy a walk, Percy?
Lovely.
Lovely. Well, go and fetch your lead, then. Have you got your ball? Percy, stop chasing your tail.
A middle-aged couple are spending a quiet evening at home. At least, it is a quiet evening at home until the telephone rings.
Oh, dear. I'll get it, love.
All right, dear.
Hello? Yes? Who? Oh, what's happened? Oh, when was this? Oh, dear.
What's happened, dear?
Oh, dear, how am I going to tell her? Oh, thank you, yes. Thank you very much for ringing.
Who was it? What's happened?
Well, that was the... It was the hospital, dear.
The hospital? Oh, what's happened?
Now, please sit down, dear. If you collapse when you hear the news, you might catch your head on the fireplace. Now,
will you please tell me what has happened?
Well, it's your mother, dear.
My mother? What's wrong? Oh, please tell me what's happened.
Now, oh, they were very nice on the telephone. It's all part of the job to them, I suppose. They must be dealing with this sort of thing all day long.
I can't stand this any longer. What has happened?
Well, you toddle off up to bed, dear. I'll bring you some hot cocoa. I'll tell you in the morning when you'll feel better after a good night's sleep.
No. I've got to know. I have got to know,
well,
dear.
Very well, my dear. Well, look, try and stop shaking like that. It was the hospital. Your mother.
Yes, I know that. I know that. But what about my mother?
She's got that cleaning job. She starts tomorrow. Now, dear, don't start getting excited. Hot sweet tea. That's the thing.
In a crowded hall, a leading member of the opposition party is coming towards the end of his speech, criticising the government.
And I do assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that when we are returned to power, and we will be returned to power, our one aim...
He's a magnificent politician. A brilliant man. It's amazing when you realise, when he was 16, he had a manifesto.
Poor chap. He's made a remarkable recovery.
Mind, he was terribly upset when he lost his seat.
I'd be out of my mind.
The whole family's keenly interested in politics. His wife, his wife's liberal.
I had heard one or two rumours.
I did read somewhere that his father was in the cabinet for years.
Best place for him.
It's his greatest ambition. It's his greatest ambition to be the PPS to the PM.
Is it? The swine! I can't stand here and admire his politics after what you've just told me. I must leave.
I'll come with you, Margot.
In common with thousands of other people at this time of the year, a young couple are trying to decide where to go for their summer holiday.
We just gotta go to Bournemouth this year, baby. Oh, we just gotta.
Clint, no. Oh, no, Clint, not Bournemouth, Clint.
We just gotta go to Bournemouth. Something here, deep down here, keeps saying that we just gotta go to Bournemouth.
I want to go to Clacton, Clint. All my life I've wanted to go to Clacton. Ever since I was a kid, it's been Clacton, Clacton, Clacton.
You don't know what Bournemouth means to a man, baby. You just don't know.
Oh, Clint, honey, look at me, Clint, honey. I am begging, Clint. Can't you see me, honey? I am begging you to take me to Clacton, Clint.
Oh, you're tearing me up inside, baby. But I've still got to go to Bournemouth.
No, Clint, it's got to be Clacton.
No,
it's
baby, Bournemouth, Bournemouth.
Excuse me, what about Blackpool?
I've got a splendid idea. Shall we go to Blackpool instead? Oh, would you like to be here?
Still runs the river on its journey to the sea. So still beats my heart for you're far, so far away from me. So still runs the river while I wait upon the shore. Amore. Like the river forevermore. I threw a pebble in the river. We watched the ripples flow. You sighed, my darling. See, my darling, that's just the way our love will grow. And then I kissed you. How I remember. Oh, I never knew that like the ripples on the water, your love would soon be fading too. So still runs the river on its journey to the sea. So still beats my heart for your far. So far away from me, so still runs the river while I wait. shore. Amore, ritorne, for my love goes on forevermore, like the river forevermore, like the river
population is expected to be 63,000 million.
Every day the world's population increases by 129,000.
The world cries out for a man with the brains and the courage to tackle this tremendous problem. Does such a genius exist?
Everybody, how are you diddling? My name is Rufus Chuckabutty. Two T's, that'll be eightpence. I am the man with the brains and the courage to tackle such a problem. People don't seem to realize the terrible overcrowding that's being caused by the population explosion. A Russian housewife had 38 children, and the state gave her a gold medal. They gave her husband an inscribed walking stick. In 10 years' time, this will be the scene in countless homes as we climb into bed.
Good night, Elsie.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Nellie.
Good night, love.
Good night, Winnie.
Good night, Henry.
Good night, Rover.
Good night.
Here, whose is this bike under the pillow?
Good night, Elsie.
Good night.
Whose foot's this? Good night, officer.
Good night, sir.
Let me see it.
Crowded but sociable. A wonderful way to make friends. I was so concerned about the population increase that I decided to visit my old friend Dr. McLaurie, the leading sociologist and wig taster. I took a train to Nottingham. Wasn't half heavy. Knowing him, the sight that met my eyes was unbelievable. The overcrowding problem was worse than I thought. Two Wall of Death riders were practicing their act, whizzing around the inside of Dr. Lorry's kilt.
Enough!
You look like a man with a problem, Doctor.
You're all right. Do you realize that since I saw you last, the world population has doubled?
By Jove, you've been busy. Sit down and take the weight off your credentials.
Come. We must take a look at the population problem in different parts of the world. We'll go to India, the land of the elephant.
Okay, hang on while I pack me trunk. The next day, we landed in India.
Oh! Ow!
Good gracious me. Good gracious me, Doctor. Have you ever seen so many people?
I'm sorry, I can't...
Where are you, Doctor?
I'm trying to get that thing off my foot. Ah!
Excuse again, please. Come here, Fido.
Here, quick, Doctor, up this tree with me.
Get out of this tree. There are 147 of us living here already.
Next, we visited a little village in Ireland.
This seems a typical Irish village.
Yes, let's take a typical look at that typical signpost.
What does it typical well say?
It says, "Harby Garbuck." It's no use. I can't read typical. No, it says, "Welcome to Bally Nuisance. Population 68. Oh, that's not bad. 68, is it?
There are only two cottages.
Oh. We'll try this cottage here.
Could you come back now in half an hour? I'm after trying to listen to the woman's hour.
We're from the Nottingham University.
Oh, is that a fact? Eamon, are you there, Eamon? Cayman.
Oh, I am that, Maureen. What's ailing you?
There's two gentlemen here from across the water.
Ah, sure, that's nice. Shall I belt him one in the gob?
No, we're very concerned about the increase in the world's population.
Now listen here. Get down, Mick, get down. There's no large families here, mister. We're civilized people, and isn't that right, Eamon?
Oh, we're civilized right enough, Your Honor. Have that pig's in the custard again, Maureen.
Great portions of beef, what a lot of custard. How many children have you got?
Go and have a look, will you, Eamon?
I will, sir. Let's see then. Ah, there's 11, Maureen. Ah, no, 13. There's two hiding under the table.
When the doctor heard that, his face dropped. I took the doctor back to his home in Invercockylicky, a very dejected man.
Ah, oh, what's the use? I'm too old, too tired, decrepit, and I no longer have the strength left to continue with my work. Ah, perhaps you will continue from where I left off.
Of course I will, Dr. Lorry. I'll continue where you left off.
I feel happier now. This is my wee home.
Here.
Come in. Promise me you'll take over where I left off.
Of course I will, Doctor. It'll be a pleasure to take over where you left off. I'm only too keen to take over, Doctor.
Oh, Daddy, you're back then.
Hello, Dumka.
Hello, Daddy.
Wee Flora. Hello, Daddy.
No wonder there's a population explosion. You're the one who caused it. And you want me to take over where you left off? Not likely. Tappy-bye, Dr. Lorry. Tappy-bye, everybody.
Just been listening to the extra-large, family-sized edition of The Ken Dodd Show, with John Lorry, Patricia Hayes, Wally Seaton, Percy Edwards, the Barry Sisters and Judith Chalmers, with Dodd's Diddy Orchestra, leader Julian Guyard, conductor Malcolm Lockyer. The script was written by Eddie Braben and Ken Dodd, and the show, which was recorded at a Sprout farm in Brussels, was produced by Bill Worsley.